This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. Let's start 2026 with a hard truth. There's no perfect time to build the future you secretly dream of, and there's no time to waste. With support from a Talkspace therapist, you can make this the year you bravely go out and grab what you need from life, whether that's outer rewards or inner peace. Just go to Talkspace.com to be matched with a licensed online therapist. You can start messaging with your therapist right away and schedule live virtual sessions over video, audio, or chat. Your Talkspace therapist can help you create personalized strategies for making the changes and achieving the goals most important to you. Talkspace accepts most insurance with an average copay of $15, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com and save $80 with code SPACE80. That's SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, Ireland's towns and cities are cleaner overall in 2025, with lower litter levels driving a nationwide improvement. This is according to the latest Irish Business Against Litter survey. And for more on this, I'm joined now by Conor Horgan, spokesperson for the Irish Business Against Litter group. Good morning to you, Conor. This is a relatively upbeat report this time.
It's a relatively upbeat report. Firstly, I'd say I'm calling you from Sligo, Ciara, because Sligo has finished top of our rankings of 40 towns and cities for the first time. And that's quite a turnabout, because I was on your programme many years ago criticising Sligo as a litter black spot at the very foot of
that. Wasn't
that
about 2007?
2007, yeah. So how things have turned.
So less than 20 years. Possible. Yeah. Yeah.
Less than 20 years, a large town, not easy to make changes, but they've transformed the streets of Sligo, so congrats to them. The story this last year really, Ciara, was about the urban centres. You know, we've been banging on for years mm-hmm. about how they're littered compared to our towns. They're still littered, but we've seen improvements across the board. We've seen areas like Mahon in Cork, Tala in Dublin, Galvone in Limerick, which we had long criticised. They're all now clean. Even at the foot of our table, if you see Dublin's North Inner City, Cork North Side, while still littered, within that label, there's been a lot of movement. They were seriously littered last time out, and they've improved significantly.
So they're littered, but they're less littered. So they're moving in the right...
Littered, but less littered. And what we're seeing is that we're seeing in these cities fewer black spots. And what I mean by black spots, I mean areas where there's dumping or where there's large accumulations of litter. They seem to be disappearing across the country.
Okay.
And that's to the credit, I think, of local authorities who are taking on board our surveys. And we're always saying, look, hit the problem first where it's at its worst. Clean up the worst areas. That seems to be what they're doing.
And is that what this is a reflection of? That local? It's not that people are littering less, unfortunately. It is that local authorities are becoming better at cleaning up after them. Is that what we're seeing?
I don't think you could ascribe the year-on-year change to a change in behaviour. I wouldn't say that. I think we know that local authorities, not all of them, but many of them, Dublin City among them, are getting more serious when it comes to litter. They're investing more in Dublin City, and there are plans to remove the waste collection by bags across the city by the end of the year. That would be a landmark change in our fight against litter. So I think in the first instance, this is local authorities backed up by the great work of the tidy towns doing a better job.
Okay, this is all good. And if people want to see where their own town ranks on this, Conor, can they go onto your website or is there a place where the rankings exist?
Indeed, in eyeball.ie, that's IBAL.ie, you can see not only the rankings, you can see the individual reports by Antashka for each of the towns that we survey, street by street.
Okay. Look, thank you for joining us. I know we talk about this quite frequently, and we have done over the years, and this is one of the more, I suppose, optimistic ones, I think, that we've discussed this morning. So thank you for that. That is Conor Horgan, their spokesperson for Irish Business Against Litter. Love to know how you think your area fares.
I have to say, I'm interested, and Conor and Irish Business Against Litter do amazing work, but I don't see it in my area. I see an awful lot of litter at the moment. I find it really
interesting because the report says that whilst it is still littered in Dublin's North Inner City, it is better, but you're not, you don't,
I don't see it, but look, I respect they're doing more markers than I, they have better indicators than I do, but from my personal experience, I find it quite depressing at the moment. My big bugbear, bottle banks and people leaving their rubbish beside bottle banks. Like, what planet are these people living on? They think that's acceptable to just dump your crap beside a bottle bank.
Let us know this morning about your own situation. Where I live is not littered at all. And that's, I suspect that's not because of the hard work just to the local authorities. I suspect there's a good kind of social contract there that people tend not to litter. But love to know what people think about it around the country. 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.